Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we've now got 60 minutes, to be precise, about 59 and a half, spanning out before us. We're going to be going to Dave and Jamie and Andreas, I believe that's the name, coming up here in a few minutes. And after I take three or four more calls, though, I'm going to plunge back into the news because there's just so much here where they just admit the torture and what's happening in Iraq and the oil prices and the attack on free speech here. There is just so much going on. Right now, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Dave in Michigan. Go ahead, Dave.
Alex, I've heard you say a few times on the air, indirectly while talking about other subjects, mentioning that I don't know how to put this, but it doesn't seem that you're a big fan of the NRA, okay? And it kind of disturbs me because a friend of mine had me become a member of that when I was going for my CCW. What is it about the NRA that you don't agree with? And I just would like you to expound on what is maybe bad within that organization.
Oh, they'll have big theatrical events where they hold up guns and say, you can take it from my cold, dead hands. And we've had, before he retired, Mr. Heston on this show. But, I mean, the NRA is loyal opposition. They go into federal court and say, their position is only a few degrees away from the gun control position, and they, like, purposefully basically lose cases to create bad case law. But I've read from the federal cases where they say, we believe guns should be registered and should not be allowed to leave the home, Your Honor. And you know, that's their pro-gun position. And we've had the NRA quietly try to defeat us in Texas about 4 years ago when they were passing anti-gun laws here, or trying to, and we had them in the Dallas Morning News bashing us and attacking us and talking bad about us. So there's a lot of, you know, different examples of this. Oh, man, I mean, there's just legions of examples. But
so you're saying that
I'm not saying NRA members.
Right.
I'm saying the NRA leadership.
Okay, so they're approaching keeping our gun rights as like a compromise rather than as a full on right. In other words, they're willing to give part of our rights away to keep just the right to hold on.
Let me tell you a little secret. Let me tell you a little secret. As much as I like Chuck Heston, great actor, great guy, he campaigned for the 68 Gun Control Act.
Wow.
Yeah, look it up. One time I almost jumped, and I mean literally almost had a heart attack and missed it. But it was on TV and I did miss it. They had some show about the history of gun control on TV, and it was Chuck Heston in the 60s in a TV ad promoting gun control.
Huh.
I mean, I already knew about it, but I was watching TV once and saw it.
Wow.
Thanks for the call, my friend. I should do a show on that sometime. Let's go ahead and talk to Jamie in Kentucky. Jamie?
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
They're a bunch of Satanists, all they are. George Bush and all of them. And they're going to hell for what they're doing to America.
Well, they're turning America into hell.
But it also, I also believe that in the, you know, since we're talking about the Bible, it says in the Bible that if we turn from our wicked ways, they'll hell our land. But America's not turning from their wicked ways. You know, there's homosexuality.
And even so-called Christians are saying, good, torture people, that's Christian.
Well, I don't believe that myself. I'm a Christian, but I'm trying to get the word out at church. But they turn against me. I've been told if I say anything else against about Bush and them at church, that I'll be taken away, more or less, arrested.
Who told you that?
The cop that's in our church.
I want to hear about it when we get back. Tell us the story when we return. We'll be right back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has arisen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, taking a few more calls and going straight into more of the news. We've got Jeremy in Kentucky, then Andrea and Jason and a few others will be going to. But finish up your story for those that missed it. You're at church, and you're talking about the New World Order. I mean, give us an example of what you were saying when the police officer told you if you do that again, you'll be taken away.
Well, they said I was talking about the New World Order and all that, and they said, well, Jamie, just because, you know, you can't believe everything you read or see on TV or on the Internet.
Unless it's George Bush saying it, then it's
right.
All true. Yeah.
They're conservative Christians. But I'm a conservative Christian too. But I'm waking up.
So what did he finally say to you? I mean, give me an example of what you were saying when he said you're going to be taken away if you say that again.
Yeah, he said that Jamie, I'm afraid that if you keep on talking about the New World Order and all the bunch of junk about the Masons and stuff, that I'm afraid that you might be taken away, more or less arrested.
So let me just get this
straight. And he's off duty.
We're not living in a police state, but he's telling you you may be taken away. Mm-hmm. Okay, for your speech. I mean, it's incredible. In fact, I've had hundreds of people on the street over the years go, none of this is true, you're full of bull, but you're probably going to get arrested for what you're doing. Oh, I'm not living in a police state, but I'll probably be arrested for what I'm doing. I thought we had free speech. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Let me just say this. Number one, you're in the wrong church. You should go complain to the preacher. You should complain to the police that he threatened you with imprisonment for your speech. And, of course, you told me off-air during a break that he's also a Mason. And that guy is really bad. But you know why I believe the last caller that we were just talking to? The reason I believe him is because I've experienced it. I've seen it. And it's a minority of police, and it's normally in small towns, and they really think that free speech is illegal. Lyon County, Kentucky, early last year, this actually made the local newspapers. We posted the clippings. We had Kelly Rushing on, a very well-known a construction company owner, no criminal record. The Rushings are middle class, prominent in their small town. And Kelly made about 15 copies of Ron Paul's speech titled Neocon. And the congressman, the veteran and doctor and most conservative voting record in congressional history, literally, from Texas, gave a 45-minute speech where he laid out the statements of Dick Cheney about needing a Pearl Harbor event and bringing in a New World Order and believing in the ideas of Trotsky. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And he gave him that video. He handed out about 15 copies. He handed out copies of 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. And he went up to the doorstep of a state police officer that lived down the street from him. He knocked on the door. He wasn't there, so he left a note and said who he was. Hey, I friendly neighbor, dropped off some of these videos. I mean, how many times have I had DVDs and videos for AOL or the Seventh-day Adventist or whoever hanging on my door? Do I call the cops? And the cop gets them out. We've listed his name on air, done whole shows on it. The state police officer. And he gets the tapes and he watches it, watches Ron Paul, watches my video. And this was in the court proceedings, folks. And he was even more upset by the congressman. He actually thinks it's illegal. You know, it's just somebody in the Capitol standing there talking. Oh, it must be illegal. Yeah, that's where they... This is so crazy. And Kelly was driving along a few days later, and the state police officer, as Kelly pulls out of his house, pulls in behind him, pulls him over, and says, you're under arrest. Kelly says, why? This is all in the report, folks. I've got copies of all of this. And he says, well, you gave me illegal anti-government videos. Now, understand, C-SPAN and then Road to Tyranny, you know, that's been written up by the Washington Post, you know, and New York Daily News and New York Post. It's been acclaimed by different reviewers. It's shown in quite a few theaters. But regardless, I mean, you got a video, doesn't call for violence, just exposes crime. The cop watches them. He showed great knowledge of them in the court proceedings. And they arrested Kelly. I even called the judge at home. When I first heard about it, I got the news article. I called the judge, talked to the judge, and I did it, by the way, with witnesses. I didn't record it because that's illegal in some states, but I had my wife sitting there as I talked to him on the phone, on speakerphone, and he just said, well, I'm not going to talk about the case. Then we got the transcript of it, and they brought Kelly in, and they charged him with just a whole bunch of different stuff. And it was amazing. And the jury found Kelly not guilty. And poor Kelly Rushing walked up to the state police officer, being he's such a nice person. It's always really nice country areas where the people are so sweet. Contrary to some popular, you know, propaganda, most small towns are really sweet, nice people. But you've always got a criminal set, generally, that runs things in most cases, because you got nice, gullible people that put up with it. Kelly walked over and said, I'm real sorry about this trouble, and tried to shake hands with the state trooper, and he turned away and wouldn't even talk to him. Now, imagine this state trooper. He wanted to ruin Kelly's life. Kelly was facing a year and a half in jail for the different charges. Terroristic threats. They said the video was a threat. Bunch of other stuff. Imagine that cop wanted to ruin Kelly's life. Kelly, no criminal record. I mean, pillar of the community, folks. You know, church 3 days a week. No criminal record. you know, successful family man, pulled over, and they were going to put him in jail for a year and a half. It was a year and a half per charge. So he had to spend at least 6 months in jail with a terroristic threat against a police officer for giving him a video. For giving him a video. And the judge sat there and tried to put Kelly in jail. And the jury found him not guilty. Thank God for the jury. That's what the jury's supposed to do. And Kelly walked over to someone who was trying to ruin his life. Put him in prison. For caring about him. For trying to reach out to him. And Kelly turned the other cheek like just an incredibly godly person. And that piece of trash wouldn't even shake his hand. Kelly was saying he was sorry. I'd have sued that piece of trash. And I warned Kelly. I said, Kelly, you made a big mistake being nice to him. You're going to be attacked. And pretty soon they started pulling him over, harassing him. Pulled him and his friend over when they were riding horses out on the road. Yeah. And tried to claim one of the horses was stolen. I mean, just tried to claim he was drunk. Tried to claim he was that his friend was riding while drunk. State police. Now, generally, state police are better than most city cops. I'm not sitting here bashing state police, but they got to be bad there. But what about the Tennessee case that same month that was in the Associated Press, remember? A man owned a logging company, actually prominent in town. Got a divorce. Ex-wife on drugs, according to him. He loses the divorce case, loses custody of the kids. Puts a sign up saying that the judge didn't give me justice. I mean, it was really we have a photo of the sign on the website. A very tame statement. Very, very tame statement. And the judge ordered him arrested, and the police came to his house and said, that's disrespectful, you're in contempt. This is a year after he's out of the court. On his own rural road, you know, at his own house. I remember what it was. Our court system is a joke. That was it. That was the quote. Our court system is a joke. And, of course, he had money and lawyers, and the judge got in trouble and almost got kicked off the bench. But that's the mentality. See, soon they'll be able to operate like that. Hey, America was the only place where you could stand up to these people that say they're God and say you're not God. I mean, cops will go to somebody's house because they put a sign up and arrest them, and they told him, it was in the Associated Press, they said, you didn't show respect. This will teach you, boy. Because he stuck a sign in his yard. Folks, but don't let this scare you. Be scared that if you are scared, they're going to win. No, be bold. Decide to stand up on your hind legs. Trust in God. Get videos. Make more copies. Put up signs in your yard. Put bumper stickers on your car. Start going to city council meetings. Most places aren't like this, and frankly, they're on the defensive now. They know we're hopping mad. Let's go to the calls. I'm sorry. I just, all of this is so important. I mean, that's so un-American. Can you imagine telling our founding fathers that hundreds of years from now, if you try to, you know, give somebody a pamphlet, they'll be arrested if the pamphlet criticizes the government? They might actually believe it because they just experienced it. But imagine telling somebody 50 years ago, they'd go, that's Russia. That's not America. All right, let's go to calls here. Who's up next here? You know what? I'm just going to hold off so we can go to Andrea in Florida and give her time. And then I'm going to get into some more of the news here. I mean, there's just so much of it. I covered a lot of it in the first hour. A lot of it's on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Big developments on net traffic and statistics for the freedom-loving websites and patriot websites. And big movements on energy. Just a lot of stuff happening. I'm going to jam it all in here. We can't take many more calls. A few more calls because I got some stuff I want to cover. But, I mean, that's why I'm so upset. I mean, the judge actually gave quotes in the newspaper saying, well, this is, you know, the first day the guy was in jail, well, he's going to learn some respect. You're not allowed to talk about me that way. Hey, Boss Hogg, you're going to lose.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Andrea in Florida, thanks for holding her on the air. Welcome.
Hello, welcome. Thank you for having me on. I just want to say to you, God bless you. I saw you on, I listened to you on the George Norris show the other night, and I've been studying this since I was 11 years old about what's going on right now as we speak. And I just to tell you that God bless you. You're doing a wonderful job. And thank you for warming people on what we have to do, because we have, you know, I've read other readers, but then they dropped off. You know what I mean? Hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. So we had other readers that we read in the past. And like I said, I've been studying this since I was 11, so that's been about 15 years now. And thank you for the show. I mean, you know, you keep hearing this over and over. So now we listen to you, and he's like giving us solutions. I'm like, yes, the solutions. We know the problem. Let's find the solutions.
Well, a lot of it is just our spirit. It's our attitude. I mean, when we love each other, and when we're good, and when we stand up for what's right, and when we put ourselves in front of, you know, the evil for the defenseless, it creates an atmosphere where the virus, the bacteria, the cancer can't spread.
Yes.
And it's really just that simple.
Yes.
I mean, in the final equation, it really is about love. But love means not just going love, 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 everything's fine.
Yes.
Love is going split-second instinct. That bus is coming. It's going to run over that little kid. I've got to jump in front of it. I've got to instantly jump in front of that bus.
Yes.
And you know, the people that'll do stuff like that, they don't think. They just do it.
Yes.
And, you know, love is also superhuman. It's like that woman who can pick the Cadillac up off the 2-year-old.
Yes.
And there are real examples of that. We all have that unlimited strength. And the globalists are afraid of us. They're afraid we're going to use that strength.
And you know what else, too? You know, you keep mentioning God, the Lord, you know? That's beautiful. I mean, that's beautiful. I mean, this time, you know, I'm just sitting here, you know, getting people together, you know, discussing what's going on and how can we make things better, make things right, you know. We waiting, you know, also for God and ourselves to stand up and say, you know, this ain't right, this is not right, you know, and what they're doing is wrong.
And to say no. Listen,
and we don't agree with what's going on. And we know when things hit the fan, like, you know, what happened on 9/11, we knew, oh, okay, now they're starting this effect. So now that we're here in 2005 and people are now awakened, you know, with your show and George Norrie, you know, it's just powerful. And I love that show you did Tuesday night last week. I mean, you and George hit the nose. What is the solution? How can we expose? You know?
We got to do it. Good to hear from you. God bless you. I appreciate it. Number one, we've got to admit the horror. I mean, it's really hard to admit. Man, we got psychopathic, really smart criminals who are using scientific systems to track and trace and control and manipulate us. I mean, but no matter how powerful their propaganda is and all the stuff they do, once we know about it, that is half the battle, folks. We have the intelligence to counter it. We're able to track their lies because we have millions of people that are out fighting it. The problem is we've got hate mongers who are there working for the government, meant to make patriots look bad. We also have provocateurs out there to turn us against each other, to say, oh, the police state isn't as bad as they say, or this guy's bad, this person's good. You know, these so-called self-appointed gatekeepers in the left, the right, and the alternative media. But once you have discernment, I mean, you really, once you get your mind in this, once you're really focused, once you're studying, you really will get discernment. And people are getting discernment. The attacks don't matter anymore. We just reach more people when they attack us. It's a sign that we're becoming more and more effective. James in Maryland. Go ahead, James.
Hi, Alex. I was wondering if you could speak to the roadblocks that both Schwarzenegger and Bill Clinton face. Arnold, of course, to the presidency and Bill to the Secretary General seat.
And that's your question?
Yes, sir. If you could speak to what they are and what those two men have been doing to take those roadblocks away.
All right, I'll talk about it on the other side. Thanks for the call. And we'll talk to Mark and Patrick, and that is it, because I'm going to cover some more news in the last 25 minutes or so. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Well, what I've done is we did produce my own Arnold Schwarzenegger ad against him running for president, and that's aired in about four or five different areas of the country, limited runs, and we also produced an audio ad that's on the several different audio ads that are on the website, arnoldexposed.com. And, of course, the press totally ignored it, as we knew they would. I mean, the Men for Arnold people run just a few ads in California. It was literally on every TV show for months and still is. You know, how great it would be to amend for Arnold with 80-plus percent of the population against it. Depending on what poll you looked at a few months later, oh, only 66% are against it now. But now his overall polls are so low because everybody found out, contrary to being anti special interest, he's broken all records, he's involved in all sorts of scams, doing all sorts of, you know, profit things for himself, being governor. I mean, the guy is a congenital liar. He's still a golden boy of the globalist. I think there's a good chance there's going to be some big terror event, and or something burning, and he's going to save some kids. I really see that in the cards. You know, they're talking about Hillary in 08, which I think is a very good possibility. They're already running ads for Hillary to run. And that needs to be opposed. But, I mean, regardless, they're all, you know, frankly, a Hillary would be better than a Republican. I mean, if Hillary Clinton was in office, you think Republicans would put up with GATT? You think they'd put up with stuff like the Free Trade Area of the Americas? You think they'd put up with CAFTA? You think they'd put up with New Freedom Initiative? for psychological testing and drugging? You think they put up with a real ID card? Man, no way, folks. No way. You think they put up with Clinton taking all transferred of technology restrictions off supercomputers? You think they put up with a $2.6 trillion budget? Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars bigger than Bill Clinton's biggest? I mean, I hate Hillary Clinton. I can't stand her. Now she's criticizing Bush. You leave the borders open, Bush. Bush, you're not, you know, she's trying to act more conservative than Bush. I welcome a Hillary Clinton. Let her get in office. Let her try stuff. She'll never get away with it, and then any Republicans that vote with her will be crucified. Can you imagine? No. I've looked at the historical line on this. More stuff happens in the last 50 years under Republicans than it does under Democrats. Republicans are worse, not because of their rhetoric. Their rhetoric is better. But you want corporate welfare, bigger regular welfare, you know, great society programs, and you want just gun control and open borders and UN treaties. Man, you get it under the RNC. And I've told Democrats, I'm like, you should love George Bush. Gun control, open borders, massive welfare programs, doubling the size of every federal agency. You know, he'd abolish something like INS and then triple its funding, but the funding's for social engineering, less funding for actual people on the border. Doubling the size of the BATF, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Can you imagine the ATF if Clinton would have doubled it? And these idiots drive around with W stickers on their cars. They ought to have Chuckie Schumer stickers. I mean, he's more conservative than Bush. So it's all a big distraction, but Schwarzenegger's particularly dangerous. Why we launched these salvos at him in the information war. We had test balloons going on Schwarzenegger. He's still a grave threat, but we've basically beat this groundhog back into his hole for a while, smoked him into his hole, and he's still creeping around, but things aren't going well for him right now. But again, they can rehabilitate that overnight. It doesn't matter to the globalists that none of you want something. And again, most of you are against something, they do it. So that's where it stands. Now, Bill Clinton, being Secretary General, they say that if you're part of the Security Council, you cannot be a sitting Secretary General. But that could easily be changed. And he has, of the G8, seven of the G8, the only one that hasn't said is the U.S., but the other seven have said they are for Bill Clinton when Kofi Annan leaves mid-07. Excuse me, early 07. And he could leave as early as mid-06. So he could leave in the next year. It's a year and a half. And, I mean, it's been in major newspapers. It's being discussed. I mean, Bill Clinton is lobbying for the job. And there's never a discussion about that restriction when that's happening. Then, of course, you got what, Article 2, Clause 5, that bars Schwarzenegger. Most people think it's the 22nd Amendment. No, they're trying to overturn that, too, so Bush can serve 3-4 consecutive terms. A lot of stuff happening. But there could easily be a constitutional convention after the next terror attack, and anything could happen. All right, let's take two final calls and hit some other news items. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Michigan. Go ahead, Mark.
You got it, Mark in Missouri.
Okay, just go ahead, sir.
How are you today, Alex?
I'm fine.
You're doing a great job, and wish the Lord's blessing on you to keep it up. And you've talked to me a couple of times. Got two or three things here real quick for you. Number one, I was just reading again a little bit through my Citizen's Rule book, the Jury Handbook, and there's a couple things that really jumped out at me as I began to read through that. And if people don't have that, they ought to get that. Because
it's like 70 pages long, and you always learn something new. And by the way, I don't sell these, but the network does, and they sell them, folks. So call up and tell them you won it. 800, what's the number to the network? 800-686-2237. And you can call and ask for those Citizen Roll books. But go ahead.
Yes, the a line that really jumped out at me, is it says, rather than giving up our rights, which is what we've been barked at that we ought to be doing, we should be giving up our wrongs. And if Americans would get back to that, we don't have to give up our rights. If we'd give up our wrongs where God could bless us again, well, then we wouldn't have to give up our rights. And when we're doing right, we have liberty and not tyranny.
Well, how many passages are there in the Bible where, you know, where there is liberty, there the Spirit of the Lord dwells? And there's so many of those quotes. It's common sense. I mean, if you're evil, you're going to be enslaved. I mean, it's simple.
Actually, you had that backwards. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there
you have liberty. Yeah, but I think it's the other way, too. There's like five of those, isn't there?
I'm sure that there is, or more. Absolutely. So that's where we are. But another quote that I'm sure all the listeners have heard in their life is, all that's necessary for evil to conquer is that good men do nothing. We've got our pulpits full of good men doing nothing to fight all this evil. And so that leads me to a question.
Yeah, imagine if your preacher got up and said, DynCorp is kidnapping children. It's admitted. I mean, well, that might scare my members. Well, they need to know.
Right. There's the ones that are in the pulpit are supposed to be the watchmen on the wall, letting us know, letting the people know when the enemy is coming. And so that leads me to a question. If all that's necessary for evil to conquer is that good men do nothing, the question is, when good men do nothing and allow evil to conquer, are they still good men?
I don't think they are. I mean, people in their guts know stuff's wrong. People know. Everybody knows. There's no, I mean, you know, people really know. Folks know. I appreciate your call, my friend. Take care, Mark. Good points. Patrick in Kentucky, last caller. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Love your show. It's great. I watch it every day. I'm constantly posting articles on a website called E the People. You remind me so much of a friend of mine in Lexington. It's so uncanny. I'm 37 years old, and I've been victimized by this stuff for years, trying to get the mercury amalgams out of my mouth. And I go to a website in Louisville to this doctor I'm going to, and they got this some kind of microchip that they can put in your teeth now to help you eat better or something. I'm like, what the heck is this all about?
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. I'll send that to you.
I've never heard of that. Yeah.
I'll send that to you. But I started.
Well, I know. I read like 5 years ago, Hollywood stars were having their kids microchipped in their teeth.
And this was a mercury-free dentist. I mean, it was like on his website, the first thing I went to. It really freaked me out.
Tommy Thompson has left the federal government. He's traveling in a three-piece suit to hundreds of high schools and middle schools telling kids to take chips. I mean, that's a science fiction movie. Imagine 10 years ago if I made a science fiction movie where members of the federal government were traveling around saying, take your chip.
Yeah.
I mean, we're living in fruitcake land here, folks.
Yeah.
What else is on your mind?
Well, I started out 15 years ago through finding out what's going on through Jonathan Vankin. I don't know if you've ever had him on your show.
I don't know who that is.
Conspiracies, Crimes, and Cover-Ups book that was published in 1990. You ought to have him on the show, Jonathan Vankin. He's written for several other newspapers.
Right. What else is on your mind?
I was trying to find out more about you, and you had admitted you were with the John Birch Society, and I didn't know a lot about that.
I have not been with the John Birch Society.
Oh, you haven't?
I've never said that.
Okay. And I found some stuff on there. It was like a tinfoil hat, you know, bullcrap, you know, website. And but basically,
I'm really confused now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call them tinfoil hat. They talk about pretty serious issues.
Right. Well, I knew it was somebody infiltrating. You know, I knew that's what it was. But anyway, what I'm talking about, what I wanted to ask you was, but what is your take on Ralph Nader, and what exactly, what all do you have on Ralph Nader that's you know, that's bad. And could you compare that to the candidate that you were for in 2004?
Okay, thanks for the call. Okay, let me just stop it right there. I'm sure what you heard out of the corner of your ear and misinterpreted, my father in high school was involved with the John Birch Society and gave anti-communist speeches all over the state of Texas. Okay? And he had been in the John Birch Society since he was in college. So there's that. I'm not a member of the John Birch Society. I have friends that are. Okay? And I don't agree with everything they do and everything they say. They're a little too conservative. But that's okay. They're not the problem. Other than that, that's your... To clear that up for you. Then also, you were asking about Ralph Nader. I exposed him in American Dictators, even though I introduced him. And you know, I was asked to introduce Ralph Nader and give a speech, so I said, okay, I'll come do that. And Ralph Nader's book was published by Rupert Murdoch. Ralph Nader, during the election, Ralph Nader, definitely. But again, Kerry was controlled too. I mean, I don't know if Nader's controlled. I think he has a lot of good points he makes, and then he has some solutions I don't agree with. So by exposing him, we just asked the question in the film. I mean, that's really what I know about Ralph Nader. So I hope that answers your question. Okay, we got about 15 minutes left. A little bit less than that, and let me go over some of this. Here's an article. 911 group says White House has not provided files. The Whitewash Commission is trying to act like they're independent. I mean, they always do this song and dance. So they're saying Bush won't release some of the documents that they wanted. And then, of course, all they called for is just an absolute total police state. The Gallup poll organization did a big national poll, and the majority of Americans are against giving up their liberty in wake of the bus bombings, and they're against the warrantless checkpoints going on at bus terminals and train stations in New York and New Jersey and San Francisco. You can read all the details of the poll at prisonplanet.com. So that's just some very small portion of some of the news concerning that. And over here in this gigantic stack, piles are literally falling off the desk right now. I'm trying to grab them on the floor. EPA unions call for national fluoridated water moratorium. Coalition of U.S. Environmental Protection Agency unions, and it's all their major unions here unanimously. RE, bone cancer, fluoridation cover-up. And our unions represent a substantial portion of the nationwide workforce at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, and we are writing, ask for a moratorium on the national program of the U.S. Public Health Service to fluoridate all of America's public water supplies. And they have all these doctors and scientists and Nobel Prize winners saying how deadly it is and how it's a toxic sedative and everything else. So there is that news for you, some good news there. We have kind of a roundup of news on prisonplanet.com. 7/7 bombings, final word, Her Majesty's Terrorist Network. Only conspiracy theorists would believe the government wasn't involved. And then we go through all the witnesses saying bombs on the bottom of the bus. An audio clip I never played of a London Guardian reporter saying that the bomb was under the bus. It was blown out. We'll play that clip tomorrow. Who knows? Maybe during this three-minute break you can go to prisonplanet.com, John. And they're on the main page in the general news down at the bottom. It's 7/7 bombings, final word, or Majesty's Terrorist Network. Maybe you can scroll down to the first link. It says click here to hear the audio. Maybe we should play that. I don't know. We probably don't have time. We'll do it tomorrow. I forgot to do that. Again, ABC News anchorman Peter Jennings dies at 67 of lung cancer. And that goes together with all these big scientific reports about how mobile phones cook your brain and your eyes. If you want to lose your vision, go ahead and keep using them. Watch for women and child bombers, says the Metropolitan Transportation Board. Terrorists could be preparing to use women and children as suicide bombers with further attacks on trains and other soft targets in London. Internal Scotland Yard documents warned. Ah, so the government may put a bomb on board with kids now, and we got to search the five-year-olds. Official stop-and-search guidance just issued to thousands of metropolitan police officers. See, they profile there. Indicates that police fear the bombers may be planning to change their tactics. Oh, please. You mean the government, maybe? Hundreds more armed police to join London's terror fight. Ah, kill more people. Iraqi death squads execute American journalists. There's a bunch of L.A. Times, New York Times, two different articles where they just admit that American reporters go over there who aren't embedded and report on corruption, and our government, members of the Iraqi government, killed them. I mean, man, pretty hardcore. And they said they would before the war even started. I don't know why it's a big mystery for people. And Blair's saying he doesn't want people to have any rights, no free speech, no nothing. That's what the bills actually say. I'll tell you about that when we get back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Forefathers left England to get away from not being able to speak out, not having free speech. And now they're banning free speech here, banning it over there, you know, restricting where you can have it on the street where news cameras will be, arresting little old ladies with signs. Tony Blair's terrorism clampdown, more rules needed to control extreme websites. And then you tune into Fox News and they're like, well, these are people saying kill Jews. And there are people over there saying that, and Fox News points out they're left alone. It's been a safe haven for them. Yeah, because they're MI6. you know, Fox is admitting, so is CNN. Yes, it's a terrorist playground from all over the world. They all live in London. They've always lived there. That's how the empire manipulates and creates crises, of course. Again, they hide it all in plain view. And then they just came right out and admitted it. And but see, the answer is, you know, what Tony Blair wants to do, restricting some of this hate. Well, then you go find out what it is, and it restricts criticism of the government. And it's not going to be used against these people. That's why MI6, you know, in Germany, has been caught founding the white supremacist groups. And then the leaders of the groups are MI6, and they go carry out bombings or beat a poor Turkish person to death, and then they take free speech rights away in Germany. Because, look, the evil Nazis killed the Turk. Meanwhile, it's MI6. It's always the same. Problem, reaction, solution. But you watch our news, well, this is good. We need stuff like that over here. But a man killed another in dispute over war. Press and police call it a first. They're at a flea market, and the witnesses admit that the pro-war guy starts arguing with the guy that's against the war. They start arguing. And at first we heard they both pulled guns. Now it's coming out that one guy pulled his. It's a gun show. Other guy pulls one, and then the guy shoots the guy who... But, of course, the cops aren't charging the guy that pulled the gun and killed him. Oh, he was against the war, and he obviously deserved it. So now, you know, we're killing each other over this. Killing each other over this. It's amazing. Oh, and one guy was sitting there talking about how you get 18, you know, people a day or something dying on the roads, and the other guy's like, see, it's no big deal that the troops are dying. That's less than what die on the road. So, that's the type of stuff we're talking about. Hey, listen, stop using mobile phones up against your head. I do it too. Get the wireless systems, or at least get the wire that plugs in. It still transmits some of it to your head, but not as much. Bunch of big studies out on that. More studies out on fluoride, just how deadly it is. Please find out what sodium and stannous fluoride does. Let's all start caring about ourselves and our children a little bit more. In closing, get my films. Support us. Support what we're doing. We can do so much more when you do support us. The toll-free number to get Masters of Terror, or Road to Tyranny, or Martial Law, or Matrix of Evil, or American Dictators. Got a whole book and video store on InfoWars.com. Go there. Peruse the different books, the different videos. Watch free clips of them. Order them via the safe, secure online shopping cart, InfoWars.com. Or call toll-free to get the videos, 1-888-253-3139. Don't wait. Expose to the terrorist star. Expose to the globalist star. 1-888-253-3139. They wouldn't be trying to crack down on free speech if it wasn't hurting them. We got power. When you move, you're unstoppable. Move. 1-888-253-3139. Or go to prisonplanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions, all my films, my weekly TV reports, got some really special ones from London coming up this week, all my best audio interviews, my book, Paul Watson's book, prisonplanet.tv. Now get out there and take on the New World Order. You're not cattle, you're not slaves. Stand up for humanity. God bless you all.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.